Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Grace to you and peace in the name of our risen and reigning Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I sat down to write this Easter message, I realized that this would now be my 35th Easter Sunday for which I had preached. That's a lot of Easter messages. And on some of those Easters, I preached more than one message. If you remember, in my early years here, we used to have the Easter sunrise service down at the park. And I wrote a separate message for that service. So on those Sundays, Easters, I did two messages each Easter. Not sure how y'all got me to agree to that. I told my wife, as I was preparing to write this Easter message, that I was fresh out of Easter sermon ideas. I had gone to the well one too many times, and the well was now dry. So she said to me, "Just use one of your old Easter sermons. Nobody will know." And while that is mildly insulting, that my sermons are that easily forgotten, I ignored that aspect of her comment and simply said, "But this is Easter. I have to write something new." But therein lay the conundrum. There is nothing new about the Easter message. It's the same message that was proclaimed by the angel at the tomb and has been preached by thousands and thousands of pastors all over the world and has been shared by millions and millions of Christ's disciples for the last 2,000 years. Jesus is not here. He is risen. And thank God that that message has not changed. Because this is the message of our salvation. This is the message of Christ's victory over sin and death. And this is the message that gives us the certain hope of life beyond the grave. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, "If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." But our faith in Him is not futile, and we have been forgiven of our sins because Jesus rose from the dead. There's nothing new about this message, nor dare there ever be. For this is the message of the gospel. Jesus Christ, crucified for our sins and raised for our salvation. You know, Paul once wrote that if anyone or even an angel from heaven should preach any gospel apart from this saving message, Christ crucified and Christ raised, that such a person should be eternally condemned. And so don't think for one minute that I'm going to try to stand up here and preach something new about Easter. But that being said, the old Easter message is new to me, and probably new to you also, as we hear it and we reflect upon it through the ever-changing landscape of our lives. You know, I used to sing "Jesus Loves Me" as a little boy. It meant something wholly different to me back then than it did to me after I first fell in love. After I got married. After I had children. After I lost my father. In each of those life circumstances, I learned something new about the character of love. And so each subsequent singing of Jesus loves me, I sang it with a new understanding and a new appreciation for the love of Jesus. Even though the words of the song had never changed. The song was not new, but I was hearing it in a new way. And so it is with the old story of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. There are no new details that have emerged since it was first reported by the angel, or since we last heard it. But because of our life's trials and struggles and challenges, we will continue to hear the news of Christ's victory over death in a new way. When I preached this message last year, I did so as a presumably healthy, fit, ready for a lot more life, 59-year-old man. Today I preach this message with a very conscious awareness that my time on this earth is probably not as long as I once thought it was going to be. And while that realization bothers me and has caused me any number of sleepless nights, it has also given me a whole new appreciation of and gratitude for the resurrection of Jesus. For some 35 years now, I have preached the importance of Jesus' resurrection and how his victory over death is the hope for and guarantee of our victory over death. And I meant every word of it. But for so many years, that message was for me more professional than it was personal. Not any longer. The news of Jesus' resurrection from the dead is now my anchor. It is the hope to which I cling and the foundation upon which I build every single day of my life. I don't know what my future on this world looks like, but then again, none of us do. But I do know what my future in eternity looks like. I know that one day Christ Jesus will return to this earth in visible form, and he will wake me from my sleep of death, and that he will welcome me into my Father's heavenly kingdom, and he will place upon my head the crown of everlasting life. And I know that to be true because Jesus died and rose again. As you sit here today facing any number of life's challenges, or as you meet the trials and struggles that are yet to come in your life, I hope that you too might hear this old familiar story of Jesus' resurrection in a new way. Hear the angel's words, perhaps not as news and information meant for the world, but it's something that Jesus did and accomplished just for you. He rose from the dead for you. He defeated the grave for you. He came to this world to suffer and to die for you, to pay for your sins and my sins too. The message of the angel at the tomb and the message of Easter is not simply an objective truth which has changed the world's history. It is also a subjective truth which has changed your and my future. No matter what dilemma or danger or disaster or demon we face, not even death itself can destroy our hope for eternity or separate us from God's love, because Jesus has risen from the dead. And because Jesus lives, so do and will we. To God be the glory for the resurrection of His Son. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.